I'm at the Byron Bay Writers Festival and I'm talking to Michael Cooney, who amongst other accomplishments was previously the speechwriter to Prime Minister Julia Gillard. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon.
Did you have to do a creative writing course to become a speechwriter?
It would have helped, actually. My background was in political advice. A lot of speechwriters have been historians or journalists or something like that, but I'd worked for Mark Latham and Kim Beazley and done other work in the Labor Party. So I sort of, speechwriting was the logical next step.
How stressful is it actually having to come up with speeches? Because from the point of view from the general public, there's an awful lot of speeches that the average politician has to give in the course of a week.
Funnily enough, that almost made it less stressful because there just was no opportunity to miss a deadline. It was just unthinkable. So you didn't ever miss a deadline because the speech was going to go ahead. So in a funny sort of way, I didn't feel the same pressure that you might feel with a deadline that you could theoretically put back or miss. There was just, it had to happen.
And how restrictive are the guidelines? I mean, obviously, because you've got to work within what you think that the particular politician has got to present in various terms, and so it's got to sound fairly natural coming from that politician as well. You have to try and really get into the heads of the various people that you're working for.
Yes, you sort of, partly you have to try to have their voice, sort of use the kinds of words they like using and sort of sentences that they would say, but also because a speech is often an argument, it's almost like an essay, I sort of had to make an argument the way that, in my case, Julia would make it. So it wasn't just about language, it was also about structure and logical thought processes. Yeah.
Well, as we heard yesterday when Julia Gillard was here, she's perfectly good at talking off the cuff herself. In fact, she's very entertaining. So did she wander off the script a few times when she was working with your speeches?
Not very often, actually. Julia, if she had time, she could write all her own speeches. And part of the reason you have a speechwriter isn't because the politician can't do it. They don't get to be Prime Minister without being good at writing their own speeches. But, you know, they don't have time to paint their own car either. You know, they just need specialists to take care of it. But Julia's a very structured and sort of thoughtful person who plans things. And so she liked to have a lot of input to the speeches that she gave, but she would do that days in advance and have quite a structured way. So she didn't very often throw away the script. There were one or two occasions.
Now, of course, you worked previously for Mark Latham, Kim Beazley too, and all Labor Party. Is it ever a situation where a speechwriter is asked to change sides, and how difficult is that for them?
Not very often, not in Australia. There are people in the public service who are writing speeches for ministers, and they will sometimes serve more than one minister after a change of government. But certainly, I'm sure there are people who are exceptions, but I'm pretty partisan, so yeah, my heart beats Labor, yeah.
So when you're not writing speeches for politicians, what else do you get to do?
Well, I run something called the Chifley Research Centre, which is the Labor Party's think tank. So part of my job is to kind of champion a Labor culture of ideas to encourage discussions about, for example, the threat that rising inequality poses to future growth. It's obviously bad for social inclusion, but it's also actually bad for the economy to get more unequal over time. So my role is to help politicians think about what to do about that and identify it as a problem, but also come up with some policy solutions.
So really, this is actually policy development that's actually coming from your level, from the Chifley think tank. It's really laying the planks of the Labor Party's policy as well. So it's actually not so much the politicians who are actually formulating those ideas, but say the people behind them.
Well, I think part of our job is to bring people together and give them space to have a conversation. There's a lot of huge pressures of time and space and lots of pressures of short-termism on politicians, and there's lots of incentives for them to worry about tomorrow. And so part of the job of our think tank is to give the politicians some space and time to have a conversation, sometimes even just the fact of convening a small forum of six or eight people behind closed doors to talk about some issue that's about 2019 rather than, you know, tomorrow, is actually quite a valuable service we can provide. So even where we're not literally writing policies, we're giving them an opportunity to think in a different way.
Thanks very much for all that.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.